You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. A proposed rate hike by the San Antonio Water System would increase average residential bills by nearly $19 a month by 2029. The issue was taken up by the City Council on Thursday. TPR's Bryant. The issue was taken up by San Antonio City Council on Thursday. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The rate hike would be phased in over the next 4 years if approved by the council. SAWS is proposing across-the-board rate hikes that also include general and irrigation customers. SAWS says the rate hike will raise $299 million to go towards a $3.2 billion capital improvement program. Robert Puente is the president and CEO of SAWS.
The investments proposed for 2026 through 2029 are the infrastructure commitments required to update our wastewater treatment plants, replace aging plants, reduce water loss, maintain regulatory compliance, strengthen system resiliency, and ensure we can continue to serve one of the fastest growing cities in our country.
District 10 Councilman Mark White urged his fellow council members to remember the average take-home pay of San Antonians and what they pay for groceries.
I'm concerned about piling on to our residents yet again with additional costs to help our city government run.
SAWS has said low-income residents enrolled in its SAWS uplift programs would not see rate increases. The SAWS board will hold a final vote on the proposed rate hike on May 19th. The city council will take its final vote on the matter on June 11th. The rate hike could appear on SAWS bills as early as July 1st if approved. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
San Antonio City Council also approved the first two contracts on the proposed development of a downtown sports and entertainment district known as Project Marvel. TPR's Joey Palacios reports what would have been a routine council decision briefly devolved into council infighting.
The council approved a $350,000 contract for a district study. It also approved a $6 million contract for a firm to be the manager and overseer of the multiple projects in the district's footprint. Both votes were 10-1, with Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones being the lone no vote. The vote took place after brief infighting among the council over shortening the presentation and discussion in the interest of time. Jones was also outvoted 10-1. She says she wanted transparency.
There may be questions about why we would not talk about the overall picture when we're taking action on contracts related to the projects.
District 10 Councilman Mark White responded the council had already seen the overall district presentation and just needed to consider the contracts.
We are all calling for transparency. We're going to have a B session in front of the world where we can talk about all of this. We're just not going to do it today.
The council will discuss the entirety of Project Marvel in June. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
And in other council news, city council members also passed an ordinance to consider new source of income protections for veterans. The ordinance prevents landlords from refusing to rent to otherwise qualified veterans when they use federal housing vouchers. Felix Rodriguez is a Bronze Star recipient from Vietnam who came up from the Rio Grande Valley to speak to the council.
I heard a cry today. I hear a cry now. And I'm sure you hear that cry as well from veterans here in San Antonio that need housing.
The ordinance includes protections that apply to owners of rental properties with five or more units. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones proposed an amendment to remove that part of the ordinance due to inaccurate ownership tracking, but that motion was quashed. The council will revisit the ordinance in 6 months. Canvas, the online platform universities across the country use to submit work and grades, is down after a cyber attack. Students are unable to log into the application, which may contain class notes, lectures, and other important information many students need to take final exams. The University of Texas at San Antonio says all assignments and exams that are due on or before today will be rescheduled for a near future date. The university says the disruption will not negatively impact students' final assignments or grades. The San Antonio Spurs face the Minnesota Timberwolves again tonight in Game 3 of the NBA playoffs. The series is tied at one apiece. Sports Illustrated senior writer Chris Mannix says the Spurs are admired league-wide for their businesslike approach to winning, with little to no drama from the front office to the court.
I mean, the NBA is the most gossipy league in professional sports. There are Game of Thrones-like factions among many of the top teams in the league, and you just don't have that in San Antonio. They're all about the business.
The Spurs will get down to business at 8:30 p.m. tonight in Minneapolis. The game will stream on Amazon Prime Video. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.